Good show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Free Psychic Readings on a Wednesday with Lenis and Miss Nina. How are y'all doing? I hope that you've had, hopefully, a pretty good week, you know, that things are going good for you. I sure hope so. Well, that phone number for the show for Free Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. One question per caller, please. The chat room is open, and Ms. Nina is your moderator in there, so you're more than welcome. If you don't want to be on the phone, you can definitely go in the chat room and also ask questions. Okay, and if you want an in-depth reading, go to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. On the right-hand side, click on Psychic Readings, scroll down the page, and it'll tell you to go where to go from there. Okay, let me bring Miss Nina on. Good evening, Nina.
Good evening, Miss Lennis. You?
You're the busy person. How you doing?
Well,
in fact, you know, I got to ask, how is the weather? We have a storm coming through. It's supposed to start tonight into Thursday, Friday. But I understand you already got snow, right?
Yeah, we have a little bit of snow. There isn't all that much. And going, you know, a little bit at a time. But it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
It sure is. It's 29 degrees up here, and I'm telling you, I can feel it.
Woo-hoo. Oh,
yes, indeed.
Really? 29
degrees. Yeah, no, we're like, okay, at 40, we're still in shorts. But, no, it is a biting cold. I got my fireplace going. Shoot.
No,
got me some logs. Yours is too?
Yeah, but it's minus 19 up here. And that's not with the wind chill. With the wind chill, it's minus 26.
Okay, then I take mine back. I'm all right. You got that coldness. You better not go outside.
That's okay. It's cold enough that I can have my oven going, and I've been baking up a storm lately, so all's good.
Yeah, keep the house warm for sure. Well, did you have any birthdays or anything?
No, I don't have any. I'll have some on Sunday to announce, but I haven't got any other than we are waiting, I don't know, patiently, but probably impatiently for the arrival of my new great niece. She is due on December 31st, New Year's Eve, but the doc says any day now, so I'm waiting rather impatiently for that little one to arrive. And just a word, this full moon that's coming on the 13th, the effects are being felt already. I have children acting up like crazy. So if the kids are acting up, that means everybody else will be too. So just to let everyone know, the effects of this full moon are going to be a little bit wicked. It could be because Mercury is also going into retrograde in the next couple of weeks. So the effects from both are probably going to hurt a little bit. So just be aware. Say your prayers. Know that maybe somebody may be short with you. Who knows? But, yeah, it's turning out to be kind of a bad one this time.
Okay. Interesting. Keep my fingers crossed. Okay, are we ready to begin?
Yes, we are. Yep.
Okay. Our first caller, come on, cursor. Our first caller, and welcome to the show, is area code 316. And who's this?
Hi, my name is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Terrific. Doing great. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
I just wanted to know what you see for my love life.
Okay. Are you interested in anybody right now?
No.
Okay. And there's no past exes hanging on or stalking you?
No.
Do you go to Curves? That gym Curves?
No.
Okay. I'm getting Curves, and I see a gym, but I'm still looking. And I see this guy. It's like he's a workout artist or fitness trainer. There you go. A fitness trainer. Excuse me. Yeah, first thing came up was Curves, and I see the gym equipment. Have you thought about going, just to, out of curiosity? You know,
I mean, I
Curves
go to
like?
The gym, but I don't go to that one.
Oh, okay. Okay. Does your gym curve? Is it the building or the way the floor is designed? Is it a curve? What kind of round?
Trying to think. I mean, I'm not really sure. I haven't really paid attention to it that well. I mean, it might.
The floor design? Yeah. Okay. Well, I got Curves, so maybe that's the shape of the gym. I don't know. And I saw fitness equipment, and this guy is a trainer. He's a fitness trainer, so he's really healthy. In fact, he's kind of like a health nut, you know. Eat good, have a good mind, good thoughts. I see, you know, that way. He's single. He has a little girl between 3 and 5 years old, but he's not married. And he's not living with anyone. He lives by himself. It's like he lives in a condo. He's probably 5'11" or 6 feet, and he's a little thick, but he's built thick, okay?
I never found myself being with someone as a kid.
Somebody that you wouldn't what? Say it again?
Oh, I was just saying I never saw myself as being with someone who already had a kid.
Oh, okay. God, you sound like my daughter. Well, I'm just letting you know, I see him in the picture as you two could flirt with each other. If you saw each other and were making with the niceties and got to talking, you would start dating.
Mm-hmm.
I do see that.
Do you see my ex trying to contact me in the future?
What's his first name?
Bryce.
I'm getting a nauseating feeling, sickness, not a feeling, a sickness. Nina, are you picking up anything on this guy?
The angels are telling me that he's your ex for a reason.
Yeah, because when I was asking about him, I got real nauseated, like I wanted to throw up. That's not a good sign at all. Yeah, well, I guess if he's your ex, it's for a reason.
So is that a yes or a no?
Why, would you go back to him if he approached you?
It's a long story. I was just curious if he was going to try to contact or reach out in the future.
No.
No. It's kind of, and I'm sorry, but I'm gonna, I shoot from the hip, and the way the angels tell me, he used you till he used you up, so he was done. Now, you
that
probably
doesn't
understand
sound like
that way better than me and
him or our relationship.
Your relationship. It's your relationship, so I think you understand that better than me and Nina. But that's
no,
what
I'm saying is what you're saying isn't making sense because it doesn't sound anything like him or us or anything.
It doesn't. Interesting.
No.
Okay. Sure you're not facing something?
Not what?
The angels told me that. That's why I'm just saying what they're saying, but, I mean, I feel this feeling strong. So you might have had a relationship, but what was the value and the purpose in that relationship?
No, that's what I'm saying. It was really good. We didn't end on bad terms, and I feel like when someone is called an ex, everyone thinks it's like a horrible thing or something bad happened because you guys, like, broke up, and that was not the case at all. And he didn't break up with me.
Okay, well, I don't see him coming back. Do you, Nina?
No, I don't.
Okay.
All right.
But
well, thank you, guys.
But there is this guy at the gym. Okay. All right. Well, wish you the very best. Have a Merry Christmas, young lady.
Thank
and
you. You too.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Oops. Okay. Next caller is area code 518. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. I was on speaker. I'm sorry. This is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Doing great. And yourself?
I'm good. Well, I don't know where you guys are. It's cold? Minus degrees?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nina,
I'm
Alberta,
I'm,
and I'm in Washington.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I'm
okay.
So I'm up in Canada, so that's why it's cold here.
Oh, yikes. Well, it's not cold. I'm in New York, but it's not cold, but we have it's almost every day it's like fog. I feel like I'm in London.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's unusual, isn't it, for New York to have fog like that?
Upstate, yeah. It's like we'll have a heavy fog, and then it'll go away, and it's strange. So, I'm leaving. I don't know how it's going to happen. Well, is there any direction the angels have for me? Because I don't need to be here right now.
Tell us, is there any particular area or state that you want to move to, and we can concentrate on that and see how it'll work out for
I wanna
you?
I want to go back home, New York City. New York City.
To New York City, but you're in the state of New York right now, right?
Yes, I'm upstate.
Upstate. Okay, yeah, I understand. Boston spa, okay.
I'm in country. I want to go back to the city. I want to see people.
Okay. God, I want to laugh. I don't know why I'm here in the Beverly Hillbillies. Got to leave from the country and go to the city, to Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Angels are funny. I guess that's what they see you doing, like out the country and back to the city. 3 months, the 1st of March.
Really?
The 1st of March you'll be, yep, the 1st of March. Because by then everything will be in place of where it should be for you to move. That you won't have any problem. If you do it prior, like if you try and move out this month, it's going to be jacked up. I'm just going to be honest with you. You'll be jacked up. But if you wait till the 1st of March, whatever you find in February that you'll be able, March 1st, you're moving back to the city, perfect. No problems. It'll be okay. But, yeah, you're moving back to the city if you want to. You're more than welcome. The sun is open. I see sunshine, rainbows, sparkles, confetti. So, yeah, you're back in the city.
That's wonderful because here it's cloudy every day. I can't. I'm not even going to get into that. I can't. I didn't get
back.
I just can't.
Yeah, by the 1st of March. In August, there's going to be a big change in your life. It looks like marriage or close to it. But I'm not seeing in between, but I see in August, I see you in a wedding dress and a man in a tuxedo. So that tells me you're either going to get married in August or you're going to be real close to it, like the guy has asked you, and maybe in August, if you're not getting married in August, then you'll be announcing that during the holidays next year that you're engaged to be married. But I see you in a wedding dress, and this guy, he's in a tux.
Oh, wow.
Yep,
in August.
And it's the latter part of August.
Good out.
Yeah.
But up here, I've been up here all this time, and don't meet nobody. Mm-mm. Haven't met nobody. Mm-mm.
Well, you're getting ready to. That's going to change.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is there anything I need to prepare to do in my head? You know, because right now I'm not working, so not by choice.
Well, I will tell you this. This guy is a different culture than you, but he'll be very helpful. That's how you become friends first, and that's beautiful because you should be friends first. And then from there, you know, go to the next level. But it's like you and him are on the same page. It's just that he's a different culture, but he's helpful. You know what I mean? Not, you know, like with paperwork or if you need a little money to help on this or that. He's a very helpful gentleman. And he's single with no children. He has no children. And he's a coffee addict. Let me tell you that. He's a coffee addict. Man, he loves to drink coffee. I think it's his culture. I almost wanted to say Italian, but then I saw Middle East, and then I saw East Indian. So it's something like that from Italian to East Indian that he drink, because it's a little cup. And I know those cultures, they drink a lot of espresso. Ugh, God, that's
strong. Espresso, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I see. That's why I say he drinks a lot of coffee. I don't see him on drugs. I don't see this man is on alcohol if he does drink. I don't even think he does drink. But, man, he tears up on that coffee. So I'm sure it's not going to be a dull moment when the two of you are together.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That it would be refreshing, too. That's beautiful.
Well, just mark it down. In August, I see you getting married. But they're showing me a little bit about the guy, but I'm not seeing really what all transpires. Like, how do you meet him? How do you two get to this point or whatever? So I guess when you move back to the city, then the mystery will start to unfold, huh?
Right, because that's where I belong. I probably belong. I probably vibrate better there than
Well, probably okay. So. Your energy. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say that we have a couple of questions coming out of the chat room, Lennis.
Oh, okay. Well, Linda, did we answer your question for you?
Yes, you have. Thank you so much.
Okay, call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Absolutely. Let me let me hold on and listen.
Oh, okay. I sure will.
Have
a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
And you do the same. And stay warm.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead in the chat room, please.
Heather wants to know if David is going to contact her before the end of 2016.
Okay. You know, I see it going both ways, him and her. I see an arrow going to him and an arrow going to her. They both are going to reach out to each other. She's going to reach out to him. He's going to reach out to her. So it must be meant to be. Yes, he will, Heather. He's had a change of heart. I think he's seeing, let me put it like this. Saying that old people say you don't miss your water until the well runs dry, that's how he felt towards you. So it's like he realizes now that you're really a good woman and he should have, you know, listened to you or communicated more with you. So I see it both ways, you reaching out to him, like I said, and him reaching out to you. But, yeah, you guys will be together by Christmas, if not right after Christmas.
All right. Now, Lisa wants to know when her and Alan are going to start dating.
Okay. Lisa and Alan. Whoa. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Lisa, you gave me a headache real quick right on my left temple. Take a deep breath, Lisa, and blow out three times, please. So my head, there you go. There you go. Two more times, please. Thank you. Okay. Alan. Alan's a bit confused right now or mixed up. I don't think he really knows what he wants to do. And that's pertaining to a relationship or not a relationship. Might be contemplating his sexuality. Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Lisa, I would back off from him a little bit. Just a little bit. Give him some space. It doesn't have anything to do with you. He's reflecting about his life, his urges, his needs, mentally, well, not so much spiritually, but mentally and physically. And so right now he is in a confused state. So don't think that he doesn't care. He's ignoring you, because he's not. He's dealing with Alan right now, with himself. So I just back off a little bit. Just give him a little space. And
I
then
think,
come back. Go ahead.
I think Lisa and Alan are friends already, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that right, Lisa? Yeah, just remain his friend. Give him a little bit of room, like Glennis has said. I think after retrograde, you may notice a difference. So that's when he's retrograde.
It ends January 8th. She'll also find out a secret.
There you go, Lisa. You're going to find out the secret.
Yes, and she's going to find that out during Mercury retrograde. So be aware of that, Lisa.
Okay, and one more. Lashi wants to know when a love interest is coming for her.
Lashi, okay. Further down the road. Boy, it must be a musical night tonight.
Yeah,
that's what you got, Nina?
Yeah, exactly what I picked up. Like, I saw the yellow brick road basically curved around and around and around, and it was a long one. So, yeah, definitely further down the road.
Yeah. I would just tell you, Lashie, right now, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. Nothing is going to be permanent right now as far as in romance. But you still can enjoy with your friends, guy friends, girlfriends, whatever, you know, you go out and enjoy during the holidays. But that's about it. But, yeah, it'll be a while. It might be 5 to 6 months before a man comes along that's really interested in you and you're as well interested in him. But, yeah, I see 5 or 6 months down the line, not anytime soon. So enjoy yourself. Dance. Give somebody a kiss on the cheek. Have a good time. You know?
And she just corrected and said it's Lashay.
Oh, Lashay. Oh, that's pretty.
It is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa wants to know if Alan's bipolar. Bi.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I picked up, too, a long time ago.
Yes.
But you know what? It's okay. Just let him
Those two as friends is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, just let him sort things out. I'm sure everything will be okay.
Yeah. That's probably why I felt the headache, because I think Lisa knows, too. But I think she wants him to admit it to her, because they're friends. You know, and I understand.
Yeah.
I think she... Then for him to hide or feel like he can't talk to her, you know, and I think that upsets her because they are so close. They're almost like a brother and sister friend, you know. It's not the intimacy, but it is the intimacy spiritually and mentally between them. They're very close, so. Yep. Love and light, Lisa, love and light.
Okay, let's go to our caller first.
Okay, next caller is area code 720. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Uh-oh, I'm sorry, this, go ahead, who's this? Hello? 720, I think that's the one I put on hold. Okay, area code 518, you're on the line with Linus and Nina. No, that's Linda, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, stay. Then I was right, but I did it first then. Okay, area code 720, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this? Hello? 720, you're on the air. Can we answer a question for you, Miss Shy? Okay, I guess she just wants to listen in, and that's fine. We don't mind that. Okay, any more questions in the chat room?
There is, but I'm just waiting for her to give me her first name, Pug Mama, so we can get a clearer vision.
Okay.
Okay, her first name is, oh, sorry, Marty. I should have known that, but you haven't been around for so long. Okay, Marty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's been a while since Marty has contacted us. Marty wants to know if we see someone coming for her. We saw somebody coming for her in November, but it didn't happen. She said someone coming for her.
Okay. Well, first off, hi, Marty. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. Okay. Didn't happen in November. I saw a change. What happened? I see some fireworks. Something went off in November. You went left when you should have went right. Okay. All right. I just was curious. I went back to see. Okay, now who's coming up? You're going to meet a gentleman Christmas Day. Are you going to be with the family or with your friends out visiting, but you're going to meet a gentleman on Christmas? I'm going to tell you right now, he's a businessman, a little bit older than you, maybe about 3 years. But don't get real heavy in this relationship. Wait till after January 8th. Just enjoy his company around friends and family. And leave it at that. Don't take it to another level. Wait till after January 8th. Because relationships that begin and Mercury retrograde do not last. So that's why I'm saying, you know, enjoy his company. Then after January 8th, then, you know, use your womanly wiles and talk to him. Yep, that's what I see. What you see, Nina?
Yeah, that's what I see as well.
Yep, it's a guy coming. I mean, she will meet him. I'll put that on Christmas Day. So that's your Christmas present, Marty. You get to open up to a new guy. How about that?
You know, okay,
don't get real serious. Don't get desperate. Huh?
I have one more question in here, and that is from Rose Maria. She wants to know if her friend and her are getting together for the holidays.
Oh, okay. What's her friend's, Rose Maria, good evening to you. What's your friend's first name?
Or does he have someone else in mind? Okay. Yeah, we need his first name, please, hon.
Yeah, and then we can go from there. We also got a caller, too. Oh, we got two callers.
Okay, well, go ahead to one of the callers.
My call, and I'll come back to Rosemary. Okay, sounds good. Okay. Area code 701, you're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Deb.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. You don't sound good, but that's all right. I can feel the pain in your heart. Okay, so what's going on, Ms. Deb?
Well, I was wondering what you see if there's a guy coming in for me in the near
and
future.
You don't
want
to go through no shit either.
That's right.
Deb, you're my girl. You're my girl. I can feel you. I don't blame you. Hey, you know what I mean? We too old for this BS. Be for
That's
real.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. Scandinavian. I'm going to tell you, I hope you got your pen there. They're showing me these letters. So that's why I say Scandinavian. It's like S-K-O-R, and I see, what's the semicolon, the two dots, and some more letters.
Oh, yep.
So he must be Scandinavian, Switzerland, Sweden, but it's a Scandinavian gentleman. But the name was like Scorse, something like that. There ain't no way I can pronounce that. That's why I just did some of the letters. let's see. Okay, angels. What is he into? Entertainment, food, possibility a caterer. Interesting. He does catering, but he also has something to do with clothing. I think he has a clothing store also. Yeah, he does. Let me write this down because it's coming. So he has a clothing store. And what else, angels? And he has a catering business. And he has a janitorial business. Good God Almighty. Wonder is he Jamaican? Okay, I didn't say that. I'm sorry. Okay, anyway. So he has a clothing store. He has a catering business, and he also has a janitorial business.
And if anybody
wow.
needs a job, him.
I'm telling you, wow. This guy,
all my tools to meet him.
Very good businessman. He's got a grown daughter that's 26 or 28. His son is back in Scandinavia. Yeah, he's not over here in the States. He's back at home. But I think the daughter lives here. But they're both grown. I mean, they're no way no little children or anything. They're in their 20s. Gosh, come on, show me more. Where is Deb going to meet this guy? Concert. Hall. Auditorium. But a concert. You're going to bump into each other. Looks like at the concert. Okay, this is what they're showing me. I'm seeing you, and I see him at the other end of the bar in the lobby. You're at one end ordering a drink, and he's at the other end. I don't know. Somehow you two bump into each other. Maybe it's cosmic or universal. But you bump into each other before you go back into the auditorium to the concert. You're welcome to bring your drinks in. It almost looks like a Vegas setting, but I don't see you in Vegas. But I guess that's the appearance that it would be that it gives, this place where this concert is held. Yes, kismet that you two bump into each other. You look at him as a chisel. He's a chisel man's man. He's handsome. But, you know, like a strong, manly man. nice bod. He's got a nice build on him. Maybe about 54. They tell me, yeah, about 54. And he's looking to start slowing down here. Looks like between 3 and 5 years from now. And it doesn't look like his kids are interested in his business, so I think he'll probably just end up, you know, one by one when he starts to retire, sell them off. But they're all doing good. And, you know, this man loves to cook, Deb. No wonder he has a catering. He's really a good chef. I think that's one of his hobbies or his enjoyment. So that'll be something, too, in the conversation. When you two bump each other and you see him, you know, if you start talking like food or whatever, you know, and of course, different cultures, and he'll be more than glad to tell you about dishes, even invite you over and cook a meal for you. Yep, he feels like restaurants don't always give people the best for their money, the best food. But he does with his catering business.
Like in a month or a couple weeks or?
No, you're going to meet him before Christmas. And I'll tell you, like I told the other lady, don't get serious until after January 8th. But that doesn't mean you can't go out, enjoy a movie, dinner, or cup of coffee, tea, whatever. You can do that. But just don't get real serious. Keep it light until after January 8th. But, yeah,
okay.
You know, and I'll tell you what, there's a cousin. Now they're showing me even more. Your cousin has tickets, and it's a woman cousin. She's got tickets to a concert. She's going to be calling you and ask you, do you want to go? And you say, hell yes. Yeah, but I'm being funny there. But, yeah, she is going to call and tell you she's got tickets to a concert and go. You know, and I see this guy, the entertainer, now they're showing me him. He was popular back in the 80s. Oh, my God, Barry Manilow. Thank you, Angel.
Yeah.
I hate that one. That sticks in my brain. I can't get it out. It's a Barry Manilow concert. So I hope you're writing all this down.
I am.
That's what it is. Okay, yeah, it's a Barry Manilow concert. She's got tickets. You're going to go. Have a drink at one end. The guy's at the other end. You two bumping each other. Woo, boom, bam. Talk. Exchange phone numbers. And you're going to go on back, you know, with your cousin back into the auditorium or hall that this where he's playing at. So there you go, Deb. Well, I got a lot for you, girlfriend. Now, remember, he got three companies, clothing, catering, and janitorial.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yes, please do. The angels really came through for you. There was a lot of information on that guy. So, yeah, let us know. Give me a Nina.
Okay.
Call back. All right.
Okay,
Merry Christmas
thanks.
To you, and have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Oh, you too.
All right. Thank you.
Well, that's Rosemaria's friend's name is Ralph.
Oh, okay. Ralph. Okay. What does she want to know about Ralph?
Wants to know if he is going to be around for the holidays.
Ask her, Rosemaria, is Ralph bug-eyed? Does he have like, you know, that wasn't nice, Lynn. Does he have a thyroid condition that sometimes has him up and down, his thyroid? I don't know why they're showing me that right now, but they said that his eyes kind of pre-tell that he has a thyroid condition.
Nothing. Mm. She's not saying anything.
Okay.
He has been kind of sick.
Okay. It's his thyroid. Rosemarie, I'll tell you what it is. It's his thyroid. It's not balanced. That's why I see him up and down. I'm seeing his health more than I'm seeing your relationship right now. So I got to tell you what the angels are telling me. He needs to have that check because that will play havoc also with your personality and your character when your thyroid is out of whack, as well as your diet, because sometimes when people's thyroids are out of whack, they gain a lot of weight. And then some people, they get real skinny. So, but in any case, his is out of balance, so he needs to have that check. Is he going to be around for the holidays? Maybe. That's all the angels are telling me, maybe. Because he has his health issue right now, it is a factor on his mentalness, too. So he needs to get this done. But they said maybe. They're not giving me assurance and saying yes. They just said maybe he'll be around. So if he gets into the doctor and get this done, you know, before December 19th, he'll probably be okay and maybe you will be together for the holidays. Okay.
Yeah. She says that's cool.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, That's the only thing they were showing me was his health. So I imagine that will make the difference. I can't remember 518. Oh, that's Linda. Okay. And 720 was just listening. Okay, well, any more questions from the chat room? This is good. I'm enjoying y'all in the chat room today. Hello, 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 everybody. I'm enjoying the folks on the phone, too.
Lashay wants to know if the guy that we were talking about that was coming for her in 5 or 6 months is the one, is he the one that she's going to settle down with?
Most definitely. If she allows it, if you allow it, yes, you can. I see that as a LTR, which is a long-term relationship for people that don't know. Yeah, most definitely. But you have to change as well. In other words, you got to be patient with this relationship. You know, give and take, give and take.
Yeah, every relationship is 50-50, so remember that, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't all about the other person. You have to give, too.
Yep. Yep. What else is Lashia? Lashi? Is that correct? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Lashi?
Lashi.
I'm getting a headache off of her right now. What's wrong? There's something that's not right. Maybe that's why I'm seeing this guy way down the road 5 or 6 months. There's something within you that's not right. Now I got a headache all across my forehead thinking about you. So you're upset about something or something you need to change for the better, which is a good thing. So, okay, now it's going away. Uh-huh. You know that I'm telling the truth. My headache is going away. I must be hit a point there. Okay, you'll be okay, girlfriend. Love yourself. Unless you just love yourself, and everything else will be added to you as a bonus. Okay. Anyone else?
No, I got nothing else coming up.
Oh, wait, I think we got one. 631. Hold on. Area code.
Hello.
631. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
Good. No change in my love life. Do you see anything coming in?
Oh. Okay, there's no one hanging around, right?
Not at all.
Okay. Suzanne, did you just get in a disagreement with a man? Or have a difference of opinion? Recently?
A friend.
Okay. Because I'm picking up on that. I don't know why, but the angels are showing me that. Okay. They're telling me, have you tried social dating?
What
are
you
interested in that? Huh?
What do you mean social dating?
Like the Match.com, It's Our Time, Christian.
Oh, I've done all that. No way, no way.
Okay. Because I got social media. Yeah, I'm not, that's how they're telling me, social media, Suzanne. I'm not really seeing anybody. I'm being honest here. I'm not seeing anybody. And all they said was social media, but you said been there, done that. So I would just say, as Nina said, get out and about. You know, put your antennas on, out and about, and see what interests you as you're in your daily life, because I'm not picking up anything. But I don't know. Nina, are you?
No, I'm not picking up anything. But get out and about, definitely. But also,
what is that? What's
saw that
noise. I don't know.
Is that you?
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Suzanne?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hello.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
We're still here. We're just thinking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. You're blocking something.
No, not really. I'm just not going to put up with any garbage, and so now I'm just going to go to yoga, go to Reiki, go to Zumba classes, and walk and take care of myself.
Awesome. That's, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
You'll meet somebody. Yep.
That's where it's coming.
Yep.
You'd look after you. Put you first. And you know what?
Yeah, I'm not really blocking anything. You know, I'm open to it. I just, there's a lot of jerks out there.
Oh, of course there is. But, yeah, go look after you, put you first, and then everything else will fall into place.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay, anyone else?
Nope.
No, that's it. Well, doggone. I enjoyed myself. Well, if there's no other questions, and we have lines open, so let me say that. Free Psychic Readings Wednesday with Linus and Nina. We have lines open. That number is 646-727-2914. Nina's in the chat room, and we're both here answering questions, whether in the chat room or on the phone. So please feel free to call in. We are just enjoying ourselves tonight, and you guys too. So, yes, yes, yes.
Yep, we are.
So. Well, I tell you, we'll do that little 5 or 2 minute drill. If nobody calls in and no more people in the chat room, we're going to shut her down.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And everybody, please be safe out there during the holidays, because we are in Mercury, will be December 19th to January 8th, 2017. Just be careful. Because it is prior to Christmas, and I'm sorry. I know we go through this 3 times a year, and it's just, I was like, wow, why did it have to be during the holidays? That's when everybody is most loving. Right, Nina? Loving and kind and compassionate, you know? So, but anyway, just go ahead, Nina.
I just want to say something here. I want to remind everybody to please, 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 if you are going to drink, please do not drive. Make arrangements for a designated driver, a cab, whatever you need to do, but please do not drink and drive. There's been way too many people killed over the holiday season because of drunk drivers. Don't be one of those stats.
Amen. Amen. Always have a designated driver if you're going to be out drinking, or either have money for cab fare to get back home, one way or the other. Yep, call Uber.
Yeah.
Or call Uber. But, yeah, don't take a chance with your life. You got purpose, and there's people that would miss you and people that love you right now. So, yes, please think about that. And also, I know during the holiday, romance does come up a lot, and that's why I'm telling you, during Mercury retrograde, please don't get desperate for love or romance. Enjoy it. Go with the flow. Look at it as a gift for you at Christmas time that you met some guy, and just enjoy it. Just go with the flow. But don't get serious, like I said, until after January 8th. So do that. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's good to be with people during the holidays, you know, as a couple, and sometimes it's a peace of mind to be by yourself. So, you know, it's just either way it goes, enjoy and love yourself first. Even buying Christmas presents, buy something for yourself first that you know you would enjoy Christmas morning. Open it up to me, from me, by me, okay? And then go on.
Hey, I do that all the time. I buy myself.
Yep. Got to make yourself happy and love me. All right, folks.
Well, hang on, Lennis. I am getting a question from the chat room. I do need your first name, please.
Okay. Okay.
She wants to know if we... oh, boy. I can't make out her name. But anyway, she wants to know if she is going to get approval to move into a home.
It's being delayed for a reason. There's a blockage there. I don't know why. There's a blockage which is causing a delay. You might want to wait till the beginning of January and redo this again and move in. I wouldn't do it now. I have a feeling if you move in December or by the end of this month that they prorate it and you get this house, you're not going to be in it very long, like maybe about 90 days and turn around and move out. So I'd wait until January. If you can hold on that long, I would wait till January to make that move. Like I said, I see delay. Huh?
If we see approval for the home. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
but
I see a delay.
Yeah.
There's a blockage for some reason there. I don't know if it's her finances haven't cleared or what, but there's a block there. So that's why there's a delay, but evidently it gets cleared up. But still, my suggestion is I would go back in and do it if you can hold off and wait till January to move into that house. You know, you might need that extra money right now.
Yeah. So you are going to get approval, but wait until January.
Yes.
Okay, there is nothing else happening in the chat room, Lennis. Start the music.
All right. You got it. Yep, and there's no other caller, so okay. Well, the music is keyed up, and I think we're about ready to go. I want to thank everybody for joining us, whether you were listening around the world or in the chat room or even on the phone, you know, listening. Maybe you didn't want to talk, but still, we appreciate each and every one of you. We love each and every one of you, and when we say we're going to pray for you, we do that as well. So we thank you for joining the show, being with me and Nina. Thank you all you beautiful people in the chat room. God bless you. And thank you all the people that called on the phone. God bless you, too. I appreciate all of you, and we are grateful. Miss Nina, I'll let you take us out.
All right. Good night, everyone. Have a safe week. Be safe through the holidays. We love you. We will talk to you on Sunday. Good night.
There
Lennis.
You go. Good night. Oh, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. is the gospel show. And Friday traffic jams with your girl. You know, I rock the weekend. Okay. Good night, Nina.